Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Welcome to the program. We'll talk to you about anything that you want to discuss. Plus, coming up, a little bit more on the Liberland arrests that we started the show talking about tonight, and five ways the powerful trick you into hating protesters. If we get a chance, we'll get to all of that. But of course, if you want to call and join us, that's what we prefer. Because, you know, we don't really like to listen to ourselves that much. I mean, I guess I can't speak for you, Mark. Or you, Dave. I don't know. Do you like to listen to yourself,
Hi,
Dave Ridley?
I'm Dave.
You are Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I know.
Do I like to listen? Yeah, sort of. I have listened to my appearances on Free Talk Live a couple of times. But
That's good, though.
I don't think I'm going to keep doing that.
You want to do that for at least self-critique. That way you can hear, you know, how you're interacting with people. It's hard to listen to yourself while you're doing the show, so it's easier to really see kind of what you can improve if you listen later on. So I actually recommend that.
I don't generally go back and listen to Free Talk Live.
I don't do it anymore.
Sometimes
though.
I do just to see how I'm doing and listen, you know, listen to myself and listen to a show, but I don't do it very often.
Yeah.
However, there have been clips going up on our Facebook page at freetalklive.com/Facebook.
Nope.
Is that right?
Nope. Facebook.freetalklive.com.
Sorry. Yeah. They've been putting clips up there. Some of our listeners have been doing this.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. And they'll, you know, oftentimes it'll be me talking about some great idea I've had. And I've got to say, I listen to those, and I am brilliant.
Nothing less.
Yeah, I found the same to be true about me.
All right, our toll-free number tonight, 855.
You too think I am brilliant?
453. So, Mark, you wanted to read for us the more detailed account of what happened in Liberland, the three-square-mile portion of land between Serbia and Croatia.
Yeah, you think we'll get more than a sentence through it this time?
I don't know. We've had some callers tonight, which is nice. So go ahead.
It's true. A lot of police was called. I'm reading this.
This is very foreign sounding.
Yeah, verbatim, just so that folks know that I'm not trying to be mean to Nicholas here, the poster. I'm just going to read it, Nicholas. Yeah, in order to is verbatim so that you can draw the conclusions you draw from it.
Yes. All right, do it.
A lot of police was called on scene during the arrest. Serbian police was also called on site and involved in the process, but Serbian police called in, advised their Croatian colleagues to just let the boys go with no further charges.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, obviously the Croatians did not agree. Instead, all their electronics equipment and mobile phones were seized, and they were put in police cars and driven off. Taken initially to Batina, the boys were separated and denied water, even upon request. Christian was given one phone call to a social worker and called Liberland Settlement Association base camp, but was cut off with only 20-second message. Thomas was not given any calls as he had no money and there was only payphones. Hmm. When given money by Christian, which he met shortly again in Batian, he was taken by the police to the post office where they were a number of payphones. All were dysfunctional. So,
welcome to jail.
So, Thomas, this was to the post office.
Oh. What's the difference?
Welcome to the government.
Post office, right?
Yeah.
All were dysfunctional, so Thomas could call no one and was given no further chance to access a phone. Both were forced to sign Croatian documents of which they did not know the content. In spite of our warnings to do so.
Signing documents you can't even read?
They probably don't speak Croatian.
Right.
Croatians successfully bullied our guys into submit. So these are, to some extent, liberty activists who were expecting trouble, and they were bullied into signing these documents.
That's scary.
I can only
imagine.
If
they're going to keep you in that jail forever, then the jail's eventually going to win.
Right. Well, yeah. That's what happens is you'll get charged.
Sam Dodson sat in jail for 58 days. Never gave him his name. They kicked him out the door. He was still wearing his orange.
Yeah, I guess if they had stayed there, then there would be a growing, you know, pressure to let them go, and that would help Liberland.
Yeah, I think so. That's a great point, Dave Ridley, because, you know, if you just capitulate
to the demands of these people, then they get what they want.
Did they at least sign slowly?
You sit in jail for 58 days. I mean, these guys don't want to sit in jail.
And it's probably not so nice in a Croatian jail. It's certainly not the Keene spiritual retreat.
Yep. So,
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, not even close. No one was none of the two carried our Croatian language, call my lawyer, call my embassy, I refuse to talk without legal representation being present cards. From Batia, they were taken to Osijek. And
Osijek,
and spent a night in isolation. There was a ringing bell in the cell, but no one answered. As there were no clocks, own watches and phones have been taken, and no sunlight, they had no sense of time. Only when a guard accidentally passed shortly before being taken to court could they each convince him to bring some water.
Oh, man.
At a point where they had, you know, how long are you going to go without signing their documents
now? Okay,
so
this sounds worse than a U.S. prison.
Yep. At a point where they had been taken, had been without for 24 hours. Next morning, they had been taken to court in Beli Manastir, Croatia, since neither carried any significant amount of money and could not pay the asked for ransoms. Only Kristen was released for being a minor and could walk out the LSA waiting outside. Walk out to the LSA waiting outside.
So they were arrested Sunday. He was released the next day after court. The other guy kept until today.
Right, and the LSA is the Liberland Settlement Association. And, you know, that's sort of important to get
this. This is another reason why it's so important to at least have token language skills in Croatian, you know, if you're...
If you're going to move there?
Well, if you're going to be there doing this stuff, I mean, they'll like you so much better if they know you have made the effort, you know, to respect the locals. It's going to divide the police against one another. Wow, this guy, I like him. Well, the government says we have to, and the police start, because some of them start liking you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's easier to get someone to like you
to speak to them.
Yeah, language barriers are like oceans. They're opportunities for moving things forward.
Charges against both. Illegally exiting Croatia for Serbia.
Okay.
Although fine with Serbians, and although same charge is used when we cross to Liberland from Serbian territory. Since Croatian authorities had not engaged in talks with our lawyer, they pretend not to know that we would always ransom our guys out, and Thomas was thus taken back to prison in spite of LSA protests and objections. I was myself outside court and was told to go talk to the judge, and when I did, was told he didn't have time. Thomas
At least he was allowed to talk to him. We're not even allowed to talk to judges here, basically.
He was told he didn't have time. That doesn't necessarily mean the judge told him he didn't have time.
Yeah. Thomas was sent into a public hardcore prison in Osijek in a cell shared with many rough criminals, drug addicts, etc.
Sounds like a holding tank or something.
Our attempts to get him out was continuously frustrated by lack of communications from Croatian authorities and refusal to do any work or communication after 14:30. That's 2:30 in the afternoon. Thomas also saw people being beaten up in his cell, forced to surrender valuables, to other nasty things.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to stay in there 58 days either. I can't blame somebody for that.
Yeah, there were 10 in all, and only managed to keep himself out of similar problems by telling stories about Liberland and enlisting sympathy from fellow strongmen prisoners. It was totally unacceptable that they put our peaceful young trekkers into prison cells with hardcore criminals and drug addicts. Eventually, we, our lawyer, managed to convince Croatian authorities that we would and did pay their hostage ransom, and Thomas was released. He ended up spending over 3 days in the custody of the Croatian authorities. The judge warned us that he would be unable to keep future activists out of hardcore prison, and while we thanked him for the heads up, we do not intend to bow to threats of violence or even violence itself. Thomas is now back in the care of the LSA, and we're doing everything we can to make him comfortable after this immensely unpleasant experience. He is naturally shaken because who would have thought Croatian authorities would go this far, but taking the experience like an oak tree. We're updating our procedures, etc., to ensure that future activists have much better legal support and that Croatian authorities will not get away with such gross maltreatments of our political prisoners.
Starting to wonder where the nearest Croatian consulate I can bother is.
Good question.
That's a New good York question City? That all these 300,000 Liberlanders should be asking themselves.
I would say probably Boston or New
York. There's one in New York, if I recall.
We're heading down in 2 days. One day.
You want to see if it's in Manhattan, Mark? We might have time.
Let's
to go.
Tomorrow. I'm fine.
Bring a video camera
absolutely.
In there.
Absolutely.
That'd be fun.
I wish we could get a Liberland flag in that amount of time.
All right. More coming up here. 855-453 is our toll-free number. You can join us here. So it sounds like they've paid what might be the equivalent of bail.
Yep. There's an opportunity to donate. They're asking for money for legal funds.
Right. So they're going back to court. They're still facing these charges. It's not over. 855-453. There's more on the way here. We'll talk about protesters coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. One of those features is our Bitcoin tip jar. You want to throw a little something our way? You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find the address there for our Bitcoin tip jar. Plus, there's a shapeshift.io link that'll actually allow you to tip us in a bunch of alternative currencies, a bunch of the alternate cryptocurrencies out there, like Dogecoin, for instance. And let's say you want to buy some Dogecoin or Litecoin or Bitcoins, you can go to expresscoin.com. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. You get your cryptocurrency with money order or check by starting at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com can help you. And you can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. As we continue here, I think we pretty much covered this Liberland thing, the arrests, and, you know, that's a legal situation that's developing. You can follow the Liberland Facebook page, and it sounds like this Liberland Settlement Association group, though, on Facebook is the place to really get the details and the dirt about what's going on over there in Liberland. That's where you got all this information from, Mark. So that's the Liberland Settlement Association group on Facebook. If you're interested in tapping into the latest on what's going on there, I would say that's probably thus far that we've found your best bet.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good group, everything as far as information goes.
Well, that post seemed to ring true. It had just the right ring of, I don't know, desperation or something.
And maybe we'll see some video now that these guys are out of jail. Whether they've gotten their stuff back is another question, but maybe once they get their phones back, perhaps one of them did record some sort of video. And that
is such a level of communism above and beyond what even the feds in America do. I mean, can you remember the last time that any of us had, like, a phone stolen and not given back, or that the video was confiscated and never seen? That just doesn't happen to us.
Well, there was the Carla Garrick situation where they held on to her camera for quite a long time. Also, the William Kostrick. These are two liberty activists here in Keene who were arrested for recording video, and ultimately Carla and then Bill Alleman were very successful in court and received tens of thousands of dollars in settlement. So they certainly got more than enough money to buy a new camera, but it was very difficult for them to actually get their camera
back. Police officers do grab people's cameras in the United States and erase footage. We've seen that happen, too.
Oh, yeah.
And as a matter of fact, that happened to the guys on Liberty on Tour. Do you remember that?
It's happened to a bunch of guys.
But this is almost the first thing that has happened to the Liberlanders, and it's going to get worse from here, probably.
It could very well.
All right, so yeah, arm up with a camera, grab the Bambuser app, Bambuser, it's free, iPhone, Android, whatever. So, Chris Cantwell, David Lee, you've been itching to talk about him, and he's a former
co-host.
Well,
no, it's more a matter of you requesting that we bring two things to the table, and this is one of them.
Well, there's no requirement.
It's not necessarily itching, but I do have a concern.
You brought him up last week, and you brought him up again this week.
I tend to like to talk about New Hampshire things,
okay.
And he's
and
a
he's
New Hampshire
here.
Issue, so...
Yep.
We talked about this just earlier today. I tried to get him to talk about this on the Ridley Report with me, to have a debate with me, and he declined. So I think this is the appropriate venue to bring up my concern. But, you know, we were just talking about the police. And in fairness to Chris, the police have done a lot of different things in Keene, you know, to help and hurt people. And Chris himself basically has, you know, without any taxpayer expense, intervened in you know, one or two situations to try and defuse those situations. And
yep.
I think that's pretty awesome. You know, he's sort of like a cop that you don't have to pay, in a sense. But I have this concern. There's this quote from one of his, I guess it was on his website, and he was talking, I guess it's sort of like a letter to the Baltimore protesters, right? And he says, quote, "Your enemy is the state. Kill him, gun him down, set him on fire, break his spinal cord, strangle him." And here's the real problem part, though, is if that wasn't controversial enough. The real problem part is the rest of the quote. "Take his property, make his family live in fear until they disassociate from him," unquote. Now, the problem that I have with this is bringing people's families into it. So we can have this debate about whether it's right to use violence against cops, but when you start talking about using quote, making his family live in fear,
Is he talking about a person, or is he talking about the nebulous concept of the state? Because he does use the term the state in the earlier portion of the quote.
Yeah, so he's...
Your enemy is the state. That's an idea.
Yeah, and again, that's not, that part is not the problem.
Ideas don't have families.
This whole business of he could be just talking in a rhetorical flair when he's talking about doing all these nasty things to the state and not be referring to actually physically harming people. But when he says... take his property, make his family live in fear. Again, this just brings up, I feel like I'm living that Ed Brown moment again.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't
where Ed Brown
starts
threatening the families of U.S. Marshals and became in that context the bad guy.
Yeah, I don't think that any kind of threats should be leveled against anybody's family, and I don't think threats should be leveled against any other human beings who work for the state. I think they are confused brothers and sisters who are doing the wrong thing and harming other peaceful people, and I think they need to stop doing that. I can understand the frustration and the anger, but ultimately taking it out on the family isn't going to help anything. On the other hand, I do support making someone's family aware of what they're doing. And years ago, there were protests that happened here in Keene outside of certain houses of bureaucrats. And one of the ideas behind that was that the neighbors and the family members of this person would be made aware of the violence that this individual had committed against peaceful people. Because they might just see this individual as their nice neighbor. And, oh, he's also a cop, but he's a great neighbor, etc. Well, let's bring some of this information home to those people. Do you oppose that?
Not necessarily. I mean, I led a protest in front of a U.S. Supreme Court justice's house.
That's right.
I don't know if I can really condemn that. However, I didn't think it went very well. It didn't get much press.
No, it never really
wasn't. I just didn't feel like it was worth the effort and so forth. And so I never did another one, and I never went to another one. But yeah. I shouldn't condemn it. I mean, you're not initiating force by standing on a road you paid for off on the right of way.
But you could make those family members uncomfortable, right? Like,
I'm not sure that making people uncomfortable is necessarily a bad thing.
Okay, so you're fine with that, but the taking it to the level.
But again, I would have liked to have asked Chris about this on camera and placed it in front of the public, or I could debate him here, but I can take him to the water, I can't make him drink. So
he's got a show. You could be calling.
I'd like to know exactly what he means when he says make his family live in fear until they disassociate from them.
I'd like to know that too.
Yeah, I mean, you could interpret it to just mean that they are fearful that their hubby will die, or they're fearful that something will happen to the bad guy in their family. But if they should not have to live in fear for themselves.
I tend to agree with you.
Liberty Act.
I don't know if there's anything that we can extract out of this. I mean, we can speculate on what he means.
What I extract out of it is that people get so wrapped up about, you know, the N-bomb, but they don't get that's just a racial slur. This is more talking about harming innocents, and it's what it sounds like to me. Yeah,
our toll-free number.
It's such a bigger deal.
I don't think Chris Campbell would do something like that. I know that.
No, I don't think he would do it.
855-450-FREE. So it would surprise me that he would want other people to do that. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may share your thoughts here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also Skype. Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian
Ridley.
And Mark.
That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You go over there and you'll get all kinds of Dave Ridley multiple times in a week, as a matter of fact. Dave, what's one of the more recent videos that you would like to direct our audience to that you think they might want to see?
Well, I had to get something off my chest and get it off my chest in a place that it would not be lost, like a Facebook post, right? Yeah. I get so tired on Facebook of hearing people just spewing the kind of hatred against Muslims that we saw before the Bosnian War when Muslims were genocided. It's the same kind of rhetoric, and I see it all over my Facebook page, sometimes from people that are supposedly my allies, and I just get so enraged, but, you know, posting on Facebook doesn't do much good, so I finally got around to making a YouTube video, you know, or at least an audio.
It's like a video blog.
Explaining my concerns about the way Muslims are demonized in the U.S., and objecting to the hatred against them, because I feel like they're being treated like like the Jews were treated, you know, before
haven't been rounded up into camps yet, but yeah, the attitude is very negative.
We've had people advocate for that right here on the air.
Right, from a lot of people.
Let me ask you this, though.
It could be worse. It's mostly Muslims being killed outside the United States by the United States. They don't do a lot of stuff to Muslims inside the United States. They do those things to us, you know, but they do them also to Muslims. But again, it's still a source of concern. But what were we saying?
I know nothing of anti-Muslim rhetoric that sort of occurred prior to basically 9/11. I don't really remember much of anything.
It's certainly gotten a lot louder. I'm sure there were anti-Muslim people before 9/11.
I'm sure there was.
Oh, it was nothing compared to now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's like, okay, Germany goes crazy for 4 years and bombs the world, or I guess it's 6 years and bombs the world.
Longer than that, but yeah.
You know, Serbia went crazy for 10, 12 years, and there was some killing of Muslims, but it ended, right, to some extent. I mean, the craziness sort of went away, and it seems like in America it's been going on since 2001. It just hasn't stopped, and it feels like it's never going to.
Well, that's because the U.S. government's out there continually ginning up new conflicts around the world and putting the blame on various different supposedly Muslim groups.
There's not some Muslim groups that are helping them.
No, that's true, but they probably were formed by the government.
Plenty of bad Muslims, you know, but it's just like, it's like anything else. If Catholics were being singled out this way, I'd freak out about that. And they're not in the United States anymore. It's the Muslims that are the current whipping boy.
We've got Zach in Chicago. You're listening online. Hello, Zach.
Hey, what's up?
We're on a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So this is one of those like hypothetical questions, and I know they're a little hard and kind of annoying, but it's, you know, whenever I talk to people and kind of debate with people about like libertarianism and how it could be a thing, like a libertarian society is what I mean by that.
Sure.
One of the criticisms I get is like, and one of the things that I've been contemplating and trying to figure out is how do you not control people, but how do you keep people from doing things that aren't ethically right by like common standards without having like a certain set of laws or a police group. And I know like ostracism is one of those things that a lot of libertarians will say, you know, well, you'll just ostracize people and you'll say, well,
it's not enough. You're right.
Yeah, that's definitely not enough, especially when someone can leave an area and go somewhere else or whatever, if they're ostracized heavily enough. Now, of course, somebody would answer that by saying, well, in a technological society, everybody would have this ID, and then, you know, they wouldn't be able to go somewhere else effectively. But that's, you know, we're not there,
well,
and who's to say?
We don't need to be super specific. I think, for as far as I'm concerned, is all the things you've heard me say questioning cops, I do question them. I am against what they do in the United States. But really, you could just leave the cops pretty much the way they are and remove the taxation element.
Yes.
Almost everything else would fall into place.
And end the victimless crime laws as well.
Well, but
I'm
once
not
you,
against
again, remove the taxation from, and they won't be able to enforce any victimless crime.
Well, I'm not against peace officers. I think that I don't have a problem with the idea of having guys that you can, or gals or whoever, that you can call up and, you know, they can stop a bar fight or whatever, and they can take.
We call those bouncers.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, that's an organization, a business is responsible for the, you know, peace and safety on its property. Maybe they'll have to call somebody in, because maybe if you run a florist, you don't need a bouncer for there, and you'll just have an organization.
Isn't it funny how I can't think of any instance in the history of New Hampshire where a bouncer did anything wrong? And yet,
bouncers are trained to de-escalate
situations. And yet, just over, you know, just down the road over at Strange Brew, a bunch of off-duty Manchester cops decided to beat a guy's face into pulp until he had damage, you know, of the bones.
Security and clubs are all about de-escalating and removing problems.
And Manchester PD, although they're not the worst in the world by any stretch, they're not really about that.
So when you describe libertarianism, I've decided that one of the easier ways to do it is, especially if you're talking about sort of voluntarist libertarianism, and maybe that's what you're dealing with. Yeah, so if you're talking about voluntarism, you should avoid saying things like, I want to get rid of the government, and say things like, I think governments should be decoupled from land masses. The problem with the agency, the protection agency calling itself the government, whichever one it is, in a given area, isn't that it's providing protection services, it's that it's claiming a monopoly and making everybody pay. So when you have competition in that area, you're going to see better service, because monopolies traditionally provide very poor customer service at very high prices. That's what they do. We've seen that from, you know, many years of studying monopolies. And nobody's going to disagree with that statement. So you just say, look, all I'm asking is that I'd be able to choose the government that governs me in a given geographic area. And if governments, if they can't get along on some particular issue, then they'll do what governments do. They'll negotiate. They'll use diplomacy. They'll figure out ways for that protection agency, a person with that protection agency, to deal with a person with that protection agency. I mean, every business out there, I can call on my Sprint telephone somebody who has a Verizon telephone. Can you imagine having this conversation 3 decades ago about, well, if you get cell phones and there's a bunch of different providers out there, yeah, how could one cell phone company possibly call another cell phone company? It's ridiculous. This would never work. And, of course, that's ludicrous nonsense, because we can see that this happens every day. So, and I mean, if it comes down to it, if an issue is important enough for governments, then they can go to war, right? Like, they already do that. Then people from this protection agency can shoot people from that protection agency until they come to a conclusion.
Yeah, that doesn't really work very well.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not economically feasible.
It's really unlikely.
It's costly. They can't
print money.
But
at least it's a paradigm that somebody who's asking silly questions can understand.
I don't know if it's silly questions.
Well, look.
Questions from people who don't understand.
They don't understand, and that's the place to, but that's a place to start, right? Like, yeah, look, governments already solve problems. They do it terribly, and mostly because they claim
and
monopolies.
They create problems. They don't really even try to profit from their wars anymore, and it's very difficult for a nation
to
profit.
Well, they profit. They profit by taxing the citizens for the war.
Well, that's true.
The citizens that wave the flags, those are the ones that come into their pocket, and they give money for the war
effort. The governments can win, from taxing the people.
But the people don't win wars. The state wins wars.
Zach, your thoughts?
I think that that's legitimate. Another thing is roads, because I know that that's a big issue. Like, the government has a monopoly on providing roads unless you're on private property. So say, hypothetically, and I know it's kind of annoying, but whatever. Hypothetically, if New Hampshire were to secede and it were to become this awesome, libertarian nation or subnation, how would you handle the divvying out of roads, or in a modern day, a transition from this crazy, authoritarian?
Yeah, it's a great question. How do you get from here to there?
Well, most of the roads in New Hampshire, with the exception of the federal highways, that's already taken care of. There's already a system in place for doing that. I don't like it. It's taxing and all that. But it's all better than what the feds do.
I think he's talking about getting away from government roads entirely. And there's been a lot written on this subject, and I would recommend doing a little bit of Googling around on libertarian roads.
It would be the step after secession, probably.
Thanks for the call, Zach. I appreciate it. But generally, there's different options, but essentially allowing the roads to become privately owned. And that would be the way you do it. How you get from there, from here to there, that's the tricky part. Or the way, it's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and we have enough time for you. If you want to join us now, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. SpendBitcoins.com. It's for sale. This is one of the oldest and largest Bitcoin merchant directories. It could be yours. All you have to do to place your bid is go to spendbitcoins.com/sale. These guys have over 10,000 Bitcoin-accepting merchants listed on the site. The site has had over 3 million page views since its inception. It's number one on Google when people search for things like, "Where can I spend Bitcoins?" That's pretty valuable. Now, what will the final price be on this thing? I don't know. There's a few days left in this auction. You go to spendbitcoins.com/sale, and then there's a link there that will take you right to the auction. Yesterday, it was at around $4,000 U.S., and today, $4,150. So this isn't, at this point yet, it's not a real bidding war. There have been 64 bids thus far, but there's 4 days left. Maybe it'll all start really coming in the last 24 hours. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what a website like this is worth. But maybe you do. Maybe.
Well, it's worth, when you have an auction going on, you know what it's worth because somebody's willing to pay it right up against somebody else.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know what it's worth. The auction's not over yet, so.
Well, it's worth different things to different people.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a really great business idea that's been bit, you know, that this website's going to really fit with, then you're getting one of the top Bitcoin-related websites that exist. And you can't find too many of those with that kind of momentum. So, in that case, it's worth a lot. If you don't have a great idea to put on this site, then it's not worth that much.
Yeah, I don't imagine somebody with no ideas will be bidding on this.
Some people could conceivably have a lot of money and believe that they've got an idea, that they'll come up with an idea.
SpendBitcoins.com/sale if you want to place your bid. You've got 4 days left to do it. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we were talking about peace officers and roads, and there's been a lot written on the roads subject. I don't want to rehash a bunch of it here, but Mark, I think there was an important point that you wanted to make because I had said, well, you know, how do we get from here to a situation where the government doesn't take care of the roads? And that's really the big question. I mean, we can all envision
flying cars.
Well, that's a nice idea, but at least while the federal
government... There's all kinds of videos of them out there.
Well, no, that's a 60s technology that's been essentially
crushed by the federal government. So I was going to say, as long as the federal government's around, that's not an option on the table. So immediately after the New Hampshire secedes, certainly the government will still be taking care of the roads, but that is not an ideal situation. A more ideal situation would be to have competition in roads and, you know, have an open marketplace in providing road services. But
yeah, and not arrest people for trying to build them, which I believe they would do if you tried to build one. They did threaten a lady for trying to take care of a right-of-way in New Hampshire. Yeah.
Really?
So the New Hampshire, the way it is in New Hampshire, the deeds are written that people already possess, basically to the midline of the road. So there's no other...
I've heard this in multiple places.
Yeah, there's no other option. I have a piece of paper. In my case, I believe I actually own the whole section of road because...
You own the part across the street too, right?
Yeah, because the, but I can't, it's completely useless. I mean, I don't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, so the road, that section of road legally belongs to me. The government has just sort of claimed some level of dominion over it. So at that point, if for whatever reason government says, all right, we're getting out of the road business, which sounds ludicrous, then that piece of road is already on paper. I've got a deed for it. It's mine. Now, I likely wouldn't want to maintain a piece of road or charge people for the passage across my land.
Maybe some company would come along and offer to buy it from you?
Right. They'd probably offer me a piece of offer me some money and say, hey, look, we're going to take care of this, and you'll have a nice spot to drive out on to.
Yeah. Also, this is not an issue that needs to be solved anytime soon. You could, as an interim measure, simply let the gas tax take care of roads, and that way it is a tax.
But the government does a crappy job of this.
Yeah, but at least it's the people who use it are funding it, and there's no real innocent bystanders being forced to pay for it.
It is one of the least objectionable.
It's been done.
Taxes.
It's known. Everyone knows how it works out. It's not something new and scary. So we could set that aside to be the last thing that ever gets changed, right?
I'm fine with that. But this is what libertarians love to argue about, right?
Well, this is status FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So you have a conversation with somebody about the ideas of liberty, and in the case of the caller, he's taking on the whole full voluntarist view where. Mm-hmm. The state should dissolve and that we should have, lots of competing governments that aren't tied to land masses. This is all very interesting. And then somebody immediately, who hasn't had these conversations very much, immediately will say, what about the roads? The roads are something we all use every day. They're certainly great. Well, we're either going to move... We're going to move to more human liberty as time goes by. If we do move to a stateless society, we will either move incrementally or we will move all at once. Moving all at once means the total collapse of the state. That's going to be pretty bad for everybody. We're talking about an eat-the-dog scenario, right? I mean, it's going to be bad.
Not necessarily. I'm not sure I buy that. However, the kind of scenario where the government goes away, something powerful enough to take that away might be nuclear, right? So it would come with all these side effects that would not be government related, but you related.
I don't want to be anywhere near a metro center when the state disappears. There are a lot of people who are financially dependent on the government, and those people are going to try to start getting food at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And those people are going to go from cities out towards the country in order to find food, because food doesn't come from cities. it comes from countries, from the country area. And so they're going to go out there in droves looking for food. And
well, that's if the market cannot react fast enough. And I'm not positive that the market is incapable of I mean, the market is a lot of people acting on their own initiative. That's all it is.
The market well, certainly kept people fed
they want to make money. They're going to move
right?
fast.
In the Soviet Union, wasn't it the black market that helped keep people fed? You know, give them other options besides moldy bread and water?
Well, Europe went through rationing periods after wars, too. So, I mean, it's pretty clear. And then there were black markets that popped up there, too. So, yes, I think that that's the case. But, you know, I mean, were there crimes committed for food in post-communist Russia? I suspect there were. I don't particularly want to be on the receiving end of that. I'm advocating for a smooth transition for more liberty as time goes
by.
You
don't always get to choose that.
You don't always get to choose that. That's why you should have a gun. Okay? But for the days that you do get to choose it, you can advocate for it. And in that advocation, I'm going to say that the government's going to get out of Rhodes last. It's probably going to... It's going to be...
And that's... Okay.
Right.
And,
yeah, sure. You know, when people advocate for the government, when they advocate for the state, it's cops, courts, causeways, and killers. It's the police, it's roads, it's the judicial system, and it's soldiers. Those are the ones that they believe that the government has to have the monopoly on. We have to have that because if they don't, then
does monopoly works better than? Oh wait, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. but those are the ones. That they have. So, you know, there you go. That's the issue. Those are the areas that the government's going to get out of last. I know it's a Republican-y sounding point, but that's what I believe. If there's an incremental move, those will be the last places.
No problem continuing to have soldiers, cops, roads, all these different trappings. Just
fundamentally,
no acts of aggression, no initiation of force, no taxation.
Unfortunately, federal judge Catherine Forrest doesn't understand that. You remember this name? She's the judge in the Silk Road case?
Yes.
There's somewhat breaking news, I guess, in that area. Reason Magazine has been subpoenaed, I don't know if you heard about this, over their readers' comments about the Silk Road
judge. I have heard, yeah.
Federal prosecutors have demanded that libertarian news site Reason.com help them identify readers, this is from the Wall Street Journal, who discussed killing a federal judge, including via wood chipper, in the comments section of an article about Silk Road founder Ross Ulbricht. A June 2nd grand jury subpoena obtained by Pope
Wood chipper would probably be a relatively humane way to send somebody out, as long as you wouldn't put them in head first.
Ken White, and a wood chipper seems like an obvious, you know, this isn't serious kind of comment, but you never know.
Yeah, seems like it.
Asks Reason to provide...
You just shouldn't make violent threats against people, ever. Like, there's... I understand that...
I agree.
That language is getting stolen from us every single day, but the whole I'm gonna kill you thing as a joke, yeah, it's just not...
And now it's Reason that's the one's going to suffer some of the consequences here. I mean, they don't know who's commenting on their website. They don't have control over that. I mean, you can always moderate stuff, but usually you allow comments without moderation in advance. And so now they're being told, and the article says they're being asked to provide this information, but a subpoena doesn't ask you to
Reason, get video of all these interactions.
Asking Reason to provide any and all identifying information for readers who wrote macabre comments in reaction to the life sentence Mr. Ulbricht received from the judge, Catherine Forrest, in Manhattan. It's judges like these that should be taken out back and shot, wrote one commenter. We can talk more about this tomorrow. Check out Ridley over at RidleyReport.com and
RidleyReport.com.
FreeTalkLive.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercronius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercronius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
"We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin,"
you listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and is full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com and 800-700-2184.